Welcome back. I'm your host, Cardzi V. As many of you already know by now, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi V, as well as various tarot products and events, which are all online events right now, as you all know. So we're in a crazy time. So I'm just going to talk about and share what I can to hopefully help the collective as much as possible. I had a lot more questions come in after last week's episode. Traditionally, I do one Ask Cardzi V episode a month, but there was just questions pouring in. So I'm going to also address as many of those as I can get to today. But before we go through those, quick recap of our cards. We're officially in Aries season as of yesterday, Saturday the 21st, but we do have one last week of March's cards before we dive further into Aries and the Emperor card, which I'm very excited about, and we can go more through that next week. The Emperor is also our collective conscious card of 2020, because 2 + 0 + 2 + 0 = 4, the Emperor, the fourth major arcana. It's the card that is ruled by Aries, and it's about really restructuring of setting up what our new foundation looks like. And I think we're doing that in so many ways, and I'm someone who's actually excited about that. But again, something to look forward to. We are in that Aries season. We're coming up to the Aries new moon. So really a good opportunity to look forward to Emperor vibes. But before that, we are still in our last week of our moon card, because I work with all of the cards, as you know, for the entire duration of the month. So we're going through that half hot mess Brittany, half sexy iconic Brittany, the moon in my deck. And this water ruled card often indicates that we're facing a lot of mirrors. And some are like flattering Instagram filters, like sexy Brittany, and they feel amazing. All of that love we're getting, all of that gratitude from the people we care about and who care about us, from the people that we're connecting with online. And we probably are connecting actually with more people than ever, even though it's digital and not necessarily, you know, in person, especially if like me, like I am the only in-person contact I have is with Miss Lola, but I'm having more and more connected and deeper conversations than ever. So those are the beautiful mirrors right now, right? That are shining back our light and our beauty, but we're also going to be, you know, seeing a lot of shadow. And this is an opportunity to dive into that further and integrate and clear some of those things we've avoided in the past. A lot of that's coming up right now. And this could be struggles with anything from who you're quarantined with. This is a mirror for a lot of people that aren't in great relationships and they were with them maybe out of convenience in New York. A lot of people cohabitate because it's cheaper. You could be in the best relationship and it's a mirror of how strong it is and how amazing that person is. But a lot of things being reflected. There could also be fears and anxieties coming to the surface, but this is actually the perfect time to work with that moon card energy and observe and acknowledge, go into this and really integrate the light and the shadow. Our second card of the month, our last week of this card as well, is that air and earth ruled the Knight of Pentacles, aka the Mindy Kaling card in Badass Bitches Tarot. And this card is all about the success against all odds. And I think we all are needing that right now. But due to the elements of air and earth that rule this card, it's reminding us to persevere in our soul's work, what feels aligned, what feels good to give energy to right now. You know, for me, readings and generating content to hopefully in some way uplift the collective through my podcast, through Instagram, through messages I'm sending and putting out to the world, really feels good right now. Some other tedious things that I used to do, I'm finding that I just don't have the energy for, and it literally makes me tired to work on. I have parted ways with some clients because of that. And it was things that were, I don't know if you're all experiencing this, but things that were kind of coming to an end right before this. And it's like, yeah, no, like given the state of the world and, you know, the energy we all have, energy is renewable, but we all have a limited amount of energy per hour per day. And what do we want to use that energy for, right? And Knight of Pentacles is really helping us to, like, it's going to reward us when we use it in a constructive way for ourselves and for the collective. But what is our soul's work? What are we feeding, and how is that going to uplift us and others? So listen to your body, listen to your emotions more than ever. And when you align with that Knight of Pentacles, it's going to help get you where you need to go. All right, let's take a look at our card for the week. I'm sorry. Sometimes the cards crack me up. The Hanged Man reversed. All right. This is actually freaking perfect. In the OG Smith Rider Waite, the Hanged Man shows this guy kind of upside down on this T-shaped wood cross almost. Not like a religious cross, but it's like forming a T. And because he's upside down, he's viewing the world from, like you could say upside down, but from a completely flipped perspective, a different perspective. But he actually looks really peaceful and really calm. Like he's either there by choice or he's just embracing the perspective and like, cool, this is where I'm at right now. He has a kind of this glowing yellow halo in the traditional card, and that's supposed to, it's said to symbolize kind of insight, awareness, and enlightenment as a result of the new position that he's finding himself in. So for the ruling of this card, this is an interesting one as well, because some of the major arcana are not ruled by planets or constellations, which is the majority of them are like, you know, ruled by a planet, ruled by, we just said Aries rules the Emperor. Some of the cards are ruled by a single element and have a lot of that element in them. So the Hanged Man is ruled by the element of water, and we're in some emo watery times for sherzies right now. And this makes sense that we're getting the reversal, because a lot of us, and I hands up, I've been in moments of this myself, a lot of us are being faced with a lot of feelings, and you know, we may be tempted to avoid going into them. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, I drew this card as Lindsay Lohan, because she went from kind of that notorious hot mess party girl of Hollywood to moving to India and embracing sobriety from alcohol, just cryobathing all day, doing ayahuasca ceremonies to kind of clear some shadow and go within. And that's a drastic change of perspective. And she obviously had sometimes vacillating in between and having to breathe into the unknown of what a dramatically different life would look like. And to me, that's very Hanged Man vibes. Because we have the reversal, though, we may be fighting some of that surrender, some of that, you know, changing into a new perspective. And even for me, I was just feeling not 100% on, you know, channeling the info for this podcast last night. I usually record in advance so I can edit and prep and, write out the podcast notes for iTunes and Spotify. So if I have any links that I want you to be able to access, that takes some time after the fact. So I don't always, I don't record live Sunday morning always. And I was just feeling like, you know, my body was tired. I did a bunch of back-to-back readings, which I'm so grateful. Thank you for everyone who's still booking readings. I'm also working on, for those of you who can't afford full price and really need a reading, do reach out, because I will absolutely work with you on that. But my body was just like, girl, you did all these readings today, just rest. And Lola was being just super cute and cuddly and snuggly, and I just felt like she needed some time, some quality time. So we watched Harry Potter and just chilled, and I surrendered to that of not knowing when this would get done. And I think that this episode's going to be better because I did that. And it's such an interesting lesson, as, you know, we're a lot of us, I shouldn't say all of us, some people may have already mastered this. A lot of us, though, we're so programmed to like, when's the deadline? When do I have to get this done? Okay, at this time I do this. I work out. I go to work. This is due at this date. And right now we're being forced to work differently and to really examine how we spend our time and how we work. So for those of you, this is a weird analogy, so try to go with me on this. For those of you who haven't done plant medicine especially, this may be a strange one, but even my dad really liked this. So I'm hoping that this can resonate with some of you. To me, it feels like the universe is in a massive global ayahuasca ceremony right now, bringing up our own collective, our own shadow and collective shadow, I should say both, right? Like individual stuff and like collectively we're purging what no longer serves us. And the greatest lesson I learned in participating in many ayahuasca ceremonies was to truly embrace the hanged man, i.e. surrender and trust. Often ceremonies bring up a lot of unpleasant energies that they come up so we can purge and clear them. And that can be, you know, in ayahuasca, physical toxins coming out of your body. So that can be through vomiting or the other end, or emotional and spiritual things that we see, hear, experience in order to heal and release them. And that's not a fun part of plant medicine ceremony, kids. And I feel like this is the part to analogize to what we're going through now in a ceremony. This is like the part where the shaman are playing a really loud, unpleasant on the ear, like ayahuasca, stomping and clapping while the guy on the mat next to you is shitting his pants. And like, I've literally been in that in ceremony, and a lot of us are feeling that in the world right now. And you're thinking, dear God, like how much longer? How much longer can this go on? Like, what is the impact going to be? The answer is surrender. Trust the universe. We can't necessarily know how much longer or exactly how this is going to play out, but we can surrender and trust. We can control if we choose to do that or not. And I truly believe it's all going to be so much better and we will feel so much clearer and lighter after. But trying to control and estimate and analyze time and trajectories just isn't helpful right now. We gotta hanged man this shit. So I hope that's helpful. I mean, it's so funny for any of the listeners out there who have participated in plant medicine. It's like seeing so many similarities of like, yeah, this is not a fun part. It's literally my dad was cracking up when he was like, there was a guy shitting his pants next to you. I'm like, yeah, that's what the world feels like right now too. Like that, this is not a fun part of the ceremony, but it's a necessary part. It's a purging, it's a clearing, it's a reprioritizing part. And we're going to be grateful we did it after. I really believe that. So as much as we can, as much as we're able, embrace the hanged man, the upright hanged man, and surrender. But I got the reversal. A lot of us are in the reversal of like, fighting that. And that's okay. Be where you're at for sure. But I find it much more helpful and constructive to embrace the hanged man upright of that, like surrender, trust the universe. The universe has our back and we're going to get through this and we're going to get through it together. All right, so on to the questions for the week. Jackie from New York City, love NYC, I love you all, but of course I'm here in New York, asks, are you or anyone else you know struggling with phantom symptoms or symptoms of the collective, i.e. when you're in that hermit card energy of deciphering when you're in that hermit card energy of deciphering where it is from, is it from within or from without? That's an excellent, yeah, I get where you're, sorry, I had to reread that. Yes, and thank you for asking. So I have a couple of friends that I closely interacted with before all of this kind of took over the world and New York. And one common connection of this group of people tested positive for the coronavirus. So we all got tested and those individuals tested positive and I somehow tested negative. But I don't think that I'm immune by any means. And I realized like I could get it at any point. But the reason I'm sharing this is in case it helps anyone, because despite my negative results, I was feeling a lot of random and inconsistent symptoms. I would be completely fine and physically consistent with how I always feel in my apartment, but I would step outside for a walk and I would be hit with like waves of chest tightness or sinus congestion. And I'm just like backstory. I mean, we all have our own neuroses and our own struggles, but I'm not someone, I 0%, I'm hypochondriac or germaphobe. it's not something I personally struggle with. So I'm the complete other end of the spectrum. So I know it wasn't that, but what I deduced from this was that I was picking up on the collective energy of other people's illnesses or stress or tension. So definitely trust yourself, listen to your body, and always obviously get medical help as needed. But if you feel random or inconsistent symptoms and they feel like they're not yours, you may be experiencing the symptoms of others, especially if you're highly intuitive and empathic at this time. So I just wanted to, yes, I wanted to validate what you're experiencing and also share that that happened to me too. Okay, next question. I really like the cards you shared that you were working with last week. Do you have any new cards you're working with or recommending that we can channel energetically this coming week at Partners in Crime Vintage? Okay, cool. Yes. Yes. And you're probably going to be surprised at what I have chosen because there's some dark ones in here. But let's Hanged Man and surrender to those. Why not? And of course, it's me. I'm going to give you the optimistic spin on it. So here we go. Number one, Three of Swords. Nobody's favorite card, right? Probably not. Maybe some of you. Three of Swords, if things are coming up, and whether that's fear of getting sick, financial anxieties, and this could be other things that have nothing to do directly with Corona, but like I have a lot of people that are having just looping thoughts about exes, self-sabotaging, unworthiness coming up. And so many of us would use work, shopping, the gym, partying with friends to kind of avoid those unpleasant feelings in the past. And this is an opportunity to really go into them, to go into those things that are coming up and sort and clear, because truly the only way out is through. And when we sit in that discomfort, a la the Hanged Man, it's often far less scary than the idea of what we're running from. So I'm gonna throw Three of Swords in there and say it's okay to go into it. And it's not only is it okay, it's probably helpful. It's probably helpful to go into that and clear it. The second card I am working with this week personally is the Tower. And I saw an awesome meme the other day of a photo of Oprah, that iconic. It's the photo that I drew her from in my deck too, when she's in that red power suit with her arms up. And the headline said, "You get a tower, you get a tower, everyone gets a tower." And I was like, yeah, we do. The Tower comes in and it's the card that reveals and removes things that are no longer working. They're just not serving us. There are cracks in our foundation and it's time to like crash that down and start over, i.e. the Emperor, year of 2020, and Aries energy this coming month. But maybe, you know, and it's things that like maybe you didn't even hate your job, but you didn't have a healthy work-life balance. Or maybe it distracted you from dealing with healing things that were slowly deteriorating your quality of life. One of my really good friends said to me this week, a lot of stuff is coming up. And when I used to feel an inkling of that, of these like, you know, these fears, this darkness, I would just run into a soul cycle class, sometimes multiple times a day. And now that I can, I think I'm being forced to process a lot of these things that I ran from for a long time. And when she shared that, I was like, that's the best part of the Tower. You know, there's beauty in the breakdown. And that's really, I love this part of the card. I think I mentioned this in one of my Insta TVs last week, but I'm also going to throw in the Four of Pentacles. I'm going to keep the Four of Pentacles reversed moving forward. Four of Pentacles reversed is really the generosity and openness of resources in this reversal. A lot of us are hurting financially. I mean, me personally, a big chunk of my money comes from me reading and speaking at events. And I had two really big ones that I was really excited about, one with Macy's, one with the UN. This is a huge loss, but I'm also grateful that, you know, in perspective keeping, I still do a lot of my work and readings over the phone and FaceTime, and realize that that's not the case for everyone. So I really express gratitude to the universe for that. And as a result, I've made a conscious effort to take the money I'm making from readings and donations and use what I need for, you know, myself, for rent and for food. And then I donate the rest to others who have also been financially hit and who are offering services to help elevate the collective. Some of the people that I love that I've been donating to are the Half-Ass Witch, who offers a lot of free ritual work and readings, Feel Good and Elizabeth April at Feel Good Life and at Elizabeth April on Instagram, who are beautiful newscasters of galactic light. At Little Moon Mystic offers daily weekday meditations for free, and to those who can't afford it for free, and donation basis for those who can. I highly recommend donating to whoever you feel called to, whether it's money, whether it's food to a local food bank, time, checking in with people who need it. My friend Carla sent me a beautiful way of donating energetically, of writing letters to the elderly who are quarantined and who can't, have physical access to their loved ones in this time. I will also share that link at the end of this, in the notes to this podcast. But however you can, Four of Pentacles reversed, share the energetic wealth, whether that's time, money, whatever it is you can offer up, whether that's, readings, meditations, spreading the love via letters to the elderly. I really encourage this card more than ever. Just in the past 2 weeks of practicing this, I have found that the more I donate, the more has come back to me, which means the more people I can then donate to, and the cycle repeats and ripples and spreads. So I really, I know this works. I've seen it live and in action, so I highly, highly encourage this. And for my last card, I'm going to throw in the Sun card, because I wouldn't be Cardsy B if I didn't end on a shiny, optimistic note. And this card, I have it on my altar for Aries and, for the spring season. When we find ourselves in those moments of light, of love, of gratitude, that frequency is so healing and so powerful. And in the Sun card, like Cher dancing in her sparkly outfit in my deck, or that happy little baby on a horse in Smith Rider Waite, it's so helpful to share that sparkle, right? So when we're in those Sun moments, pay it forward when you can, whether that's a post, a text, a hug to your dog or whoever you're quarantined with. When you're able to really bask in the Sun, so to speak, enjoy it, process it, give gratitude for it, and share it where you can, because that's really what's helping to heal this thing. All right, next question. Hey Cardsy, thank you so much for your content and steady and uplifting energy right now. Thank you for that. That means a lot to me. I have actually felt such a strong sense of optimism and calm as well. I do find myself occasionally getting triggered by people still operating from fear. Do you have any advice around this? At Uriel Starseed 87. Hey Uriel, yes, this is totally human and understandable. Though we can't control what other people are feeling right now, we can send them love, and we can also put boundaries in place, justice card vibes, like I talked about last week in the podcast. And even if this is boundaries around social media, who we follow, how much news we watch, that's really a way to kind of protect our energetic fields in this time. But, we are all in this together. And while we don't have to jump into other people's fear, it can also help to have empathy for them without going backwards into that fear state ourselves. A lot of the world is in their own individual ego deaths right now, tower style, right? Old ways of being and structures being removed, changed, taken out. And I don't know about you, but I had a pretty rough personal ego death. My Saturn return into Saturn in my Sun sign. I was, had an unexpected divorce. Two of my very close friends died, lost my big corporate VP job, a lot of self-abuse with substances and negative relationships. Had a carbon monoxide gas leak I almost died from, and a suicidal depression within a 3-year time frame from 2014 to 2017. And I keep telling myself, we now have so many people going through that energy, that ego death at the same time. A lot of us are feeling that, those of us, and there are a lot of us, have faith in that, there are a lot of us, but those of us who are feeling really calm right now, most likely have experienced their own ego death, and they've, you know, we've shifted our lives off of autopilot in a lot of ways. Like, after all of that collapsed, after I had my big tower and all of that collapsed, I reprioritized, and I was like, I work for myself. I control my own time because I need time that for the people that I love. I need time to meditate. I need time to, you know, be in my body and the physical practices that I do that heal that. I need to be able to have access to the tools that keep me elevated. So I've kind of, and you probably have as well if you're in this calm state, have started to put some of those things into play. But, you know, as always, this is just what's helping me. So take what works and disregard the rest in this message. But I think that because of having gone through my own, you know, personal ego death, as other people are going through this, and that's that fear that we're all seeing and sensing. And like you said, I've been triggered by it too. I have close friends that are posting all kinds of like doomsday stuff, and I had to mute their stories on Instagram of like sending them love, but like, I'm not going to go into that narrative, you know? But anyway, as I said, take what works from this, disregard the rest. I think it's been helpful to send those people love and have empathy without allowing it to consume me and staying in my own calm, loving, energetic field. Similarly, a lot of people, on the flip side of this, a lot of people are coming through and are having really beautiful realizations and reprioritizations right now. I am so freaking proud of my dad. Like, it's gonna make me cry. He is such an incredible man, but he has existed as, and he said this, as a self-defined realist for most of his life. And while he loves me so much, he could never really buy into this whole, we control our energy and we can help others by emitting a higher frequency of love rather than spreading fear. But recently, he's been really wrapping his spirit around this. And it's the coolest thing to watch. Like, my mom has been on board with the school of thought and energy for a while. So occasionally this past week, she's gotten like a little bit Hermione Granger. You know, I love my Harry Potter references. A little Hermione Granger vibes with my dad. And she's like, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's how it works. Duh. But I've also encouraged her to have patience with this because, like, it's like when we see a little kid first learn to walk, we're all in this together. And how freaking cool is it to be able to watch others, especially those that we know and love, to start to energetically walk in this time? Like, that's really a lot of the beauty in this, too. All right, last question I'm going to go through for this episode. Hello from Houston. I had a reading with you in person in December, and it was so meaningful. I have a question for a future Q&A episode. For those of us unable to be around loved ones who are in lockdown, i.e. nursing and assisted living facilities, especially for Alzheimer's and dementia, are there any meditations or tools to enhance transmission of positive vibes to those people? I did place a shungite in my mom's room for protection. Thank you, Dana. Hi, Dana. It's so good to hear from you. I loved our reading, and I remember you. That was a really beautiful reading. Back in December, I think. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that you're separated from your mom in this time. And I think that you have such a beautiful approach and attitude, so thank you for that. Shungite is a great and powerful stone. I actually wear one around my neck every time I go out for my walks. It is a stone of protection and strength, so excellent call on that. I love that. In terms of crystals for you, Tiger's Eye would also be great. It enhances clarity and strength, so that if you have access to or you already have Tiger's Eye, that might be good to carry or wear. While you are separated physically, I believe we're all connected consciously. And I find it helpful to have conversations with people's higher selves. This is something I've practiced for a while, but now more than ever, I think that this is really impactful. And this can be through meditation or walking meditations. I still go on one walk a day and do a walking meditation where my kind of intentions are, number one, to tap love and light into the grid of New York and kind of send that to the people that are hurting, healing, and anxious. And two, I have conversations with people's higher selves that I can't have conversation with in physical form. And this can be people like your mom who are sick and who you can't have that type of conversation with in person. It can be people that just aren't open to receiving those messages yet. You know, I said, my sister is not, she's not open to this. And I send her that. I walk and I send her, I'm like, I love you. and like I send her messages every day. I believe our higher selves can always, always receive these messages. In terms of a specific form of meditation, my friend Carrie Ann actually led a really beautiful meta meditation. I can link to this website in the notes to this podcast as well. And this focuses on sending love and wellness to those that we love. And that's, you know, people we love, our future selves, and those that we may think aren't even open to receiving it yet. And this meditation that she led was the most powerful meditation I've ever participated in. And I'm going to start, you know, kind of a daily practice with meta meditation after how healing that was. So I'm going to link to that if that's at all helpful. So yeah, I hope that I was able to answer most of those in a way that helps at least some of you, and keep the questions coming. I'm just going to kind of like free flow this podcast and you know, roll with it, hanged man style, surrender and see what comes up. And so if you have questions, if you have things you want me to focus on, keep sending them through. A lot of everything you've shared this week I know is helpful, you know, to a lot more people in the collective. So I'm hoping it can reach even more people. And thank you for sharing your questions. It's helping a lot of us. So before we head out, to quickly recap, we are the end of Pisces season. We're officially in Aries, and we're in our last week of our March cards. So that means we're last week of the Pisces ruled moon card, reminding us to reflect on triggers this month. And these can actually be blessings in disguise as we're triggered, as they serve as opportunities to heal and integrate our own light and shadow. So like the moon card in Badass Bitches Tarot, we all have that shaved head meltdown Brittany and sexy iconic Brittany, and we're going to see mirrors of both coming up. This month, we also have the Knight of Pentacles. It's our last week of the Mindy Kaling card, reminding us that rolling up our sleeves and putting in work to what we love, to what is aligned, is really going to help not just ourselves, but the collective right now. And this week we had the Hanged Man reversed. So, you know, while we may be challenged with surrendering, it might be tempted to go into cycles of, but when, how long, how much? Surrendering and trusting the universe is really our biggest ally and our most helpful resource right now. So I hope that that's helpful in terms of my content. I'm still going to be continuing with my Monday Instagram lives at 7:30 Eastern time. I will offer more if possible. I will also continue to share all of my other healers, friends that I'm aware of that are offering services, whether it's meditations, ritual work, readings, and yeah, keep, like I said, any questions, anything you want to share coming. I'm so grateful for you. All of your questions and your, you know, kind of love, energy, support in this time, whether it's a DM or a donation or, you know, just sending your love and light, is really so, so important and healing to me as well. So I feel all of that, and I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe. And as always, stay magical AF.